FM's Ben and Christy. Podcasting now. Telstra Stores, 3rd Street, Albury, and Wodonga Plaza. 104.9 Star FM.
This morning on the show, we are joined by a very special guest who, can you believe it, 10 years ago, she was on Australian Idol back in 2004.
Oh my God, has it been 10 years?
10 years. She joined us on the show this morning, Casey Donovan. How are you, Casey?
I'm very well, thank you.
Oh my God, has the last 10 years been as much of a blur for you as it has been for us? That's like,
yes.
It's made me pinch myself and go, oh my God, we're old hags now.
I know, we're getting there. But no, it's definitely been a journey.
Okay, so I'm 30 this year, so I was 20 back when that all happened
wow.
for you. Jeez.
Stop it, I was 16.
16, were you?
And you were the youngest ever. Do you kind of look back on that now and you go, how did I handle all of that, like as a 16-year-old?
I think I do. You know, back then I was a bit of a mute when I was, you know, questioned and whatnot. But, you know, I think it all comes with learning and experience. And funnily enough, I've been packing up my room because parents are doing renovations or something silly. And I found all my Idol clothes that my mother has kept because she's a massive hoarder.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah.
I had a little moment to myself going, oh, I remember when I wore this. But, it's... Whew. 10 years, far out.
Casey, I've got to ask you, have you ever been down to Albury Wodonga?
Look, I've driven through it a few times on my way to Melbourne.
Oh, come on,
it's
you
a
never
beautiful
stopped.
Little place. Yeah, I did. I stopped at the, I think at the restrooms somewhere, because I was busting.
Oh, good. We've definitely showcased the best part that the region has to offer. I'm glad.
One thing I'm...
Do you remember much about the toilets? Were they nice? Were they clean?
Oh, look, I think I stopped at there's a bridge and there's like a Macca's and a BP.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I stopped there.
Probably just on the hill.
You've got to come into town, Casey. We've got some awesome pubs. There's heaps of stuff around, local produce. Plus, we have some of the best street names in entire part of Australia, I reckon.
Well, I'm excited to get my bum down there and check all that out.
In saying street names, though, Casey, we want to play a little game called Beat the Street. Now, Christy and I have got a couple of streets that we're going to throw at you. You have to tell us whether they're true or whether they're false streets. Can you do this, you reckon?
I think I can.
All right, I'm going to hit you with it. Street, Sackville. True or false?
True.
Ah, she's right. There is a Sackville
correct.
Street.
Yeah, correct. She was onto it. All right, what about this? Hong Dong Street. True or false?
Hong Dong?
Yep.
I want to say false.
Sorry, no, that was false, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was false. So
oh,
that's
sorry.
Correct. Oh, goodness. Oh, like, what, do you have a Hong Dong Street?
The best street in town.
I wish. That would be funny.
I'm that street. Yeah.
I would actually live there, even if it was, like, not a nice house. I'd live there just to say
yeah,
I live
I'd
there.
Yeah,
all right.
Definitely.
Street number three, Casey, Wangman.
Sorry?
Wangman Street.
True?
False on that one. That's actually the mayor.
Oh.
That's the mayor's name.
The mayor of Wodonga is named Rodney Wangman.
He rocks out with his wang out, Casey. Loves it. Don't tell him I said that. He might be listening.
Hey, finally, Casey, this is going to be the decider. Is it true or is it false? Does Albury Wodonga have a butt street?
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're onto it.
There is a butt street.
There actually is a butt street.
My manager says that I was a nav man in my former life.
Oh, really?
Are you one of those people with a freakish memory that just remembers where to go and
yeah.
if you've been there once, you know your way around?
Yeah, apart from when it's dark, that kind of clouds my judgment.
Could you give us your
I'm
best? Could you give us your best nav man voice?
In 100 metres, turn right.
Jeez.
U-turn.
That is awesome.
U-turn. Hey, did you do any voiceover work? You so should. That was really smooth.
I haven't, no, but I like to joke around. I've always wanted to be a news reporter.
Yeah.
Just for, you know.
Well, can you...
Just for kicks?
Well, where are you at the moment, Casey, right now, where we're talking to you?
Right now, I've pulled over, taken my keys out of my ignition and my seatbelt off so I don't get fined.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I was doing... I did a gig in the city this morning, so... Just on my way home.
So what I was going to say though, which city? Sydney, Melbourne, where are you?
Sydney, sorry, I apologise.
I was going to go back to you said you wanted to be a newsreader. Could you give us, you know that on 60 Minutes, Peter Harvey, Canberra. Could you do that but instead use Sydney at the end and your name?
All right. Oh, God.
And remember the pause, you've got to have that pause.
Yeah, you've got to have the dramatic pause in there.
All right, dramatic pause, here we go. I'm Casey Donovan, Sydney.
Geez, that's good.
The pause could have
that
been.
Is good.
The pause could have been slightly longer,
a
millisecond longer, and then you would have nailed it.
Yeah,
you've got to keep people hanging on.
Peter Harvey's up to about 20 seconds in his best days. Back
I know,
in the day.
Bless him.
Oh, God bless Peter Harvey. Hey, you are going to be in Albury very, very soon, the 23rd of May. Now, the tour name, You Believe Tour, has that got anything to do with what's gone on in the past with you? Obviously, a couple of months, maybe going back a few weeks ago now, we heard in your tell-all book, the six-year relationship with somebody you believe to be somebody else. That it's such a crazy kind of story, and I don't know whether you wanted to talk about it or not, but I figured you kind of wrote about it in the book. It's just such an intriguing story. Has that kind of sparked, you know, what you've called the tour or any songs kind of off of that? Because it's such a massive thing to happen to somebody's life.
Look, I think, you know, all of that aside, I called it You Believed because, you know, it has been 10 years since I came into this beautiful industry. And, you know, it's really important. What's really important are the fans, and the fans have, you know, stayed around and they've kept believing in me. And I just think it's, you know, such an omen that there was the song You Believe was on my first album, and 10 years later I can now have a tour and, you know, recap on the 10 years and probably more than likely in the show, you know, talk about songs that I'd written whilst in that relationship,
yeah.
That really strained relationship, but how I've grown as a person and just gone from strength to strength. And, you know, it's the fans that keep my head above water, and I can't thank them enough, so why not dedicate a tour to them?
How did it for 6 years? How did that all happen, Casey? Can we ask?
Oh, look, have we got an hour?
Is it one of those? It's one of those. Do we need to get a bottle of port out
and have a chat? We can't not ask. Like,
yeah.
We love you and we love your music, but it was one of the things I was just like, I'm so intrigued about this, because it's one thing to read a news article about it, but it's another to actually have you on the show to actually ask you know, face to face about.
Yeah, look, it was a really tricky situation. You know, I'll take you back. I'll give you the nutshell.
Yeah, don't do my father and take the long road. Give us the nutshell.
So I was 16 on the Idol tour back in 2005. Got a phone call one night, and it was this dude, and I had no idea who this person was. I was like, mate, you can't have this number. Go away. Delete
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Done. Finished. But he was so persistent that he called back, and I guess being on tour and being 16, you can't go out and drink with everyone else. So, you know, he kind of kept me company while everyone else was out and doing their thing. And then we organised when I got home that he was going to pick me up from the airport, and I was so excited, and I was like, oh my gosh, you know, these are the days before Facebook and all of that,
oh,
so you
yeah.
couldn't get your stalk on.
Yeah.
But, so anyway, I was so excited, and I got to the airport and he didn't show up, and he sent his best mate, Olga, and I was like, oh, this is weird. I'd spoken to her once on the phone, and she was really intimidating. But anyway,
yeah.
I was like, oh, okay, cool. And we hung out, and kind of mine and her friendship blossomed from there. And, you know, Campbell had fed me all of these lies and whatnot, and silly little me that was in love, my first love, I thought, you know, oh, this probably just happens. You know, he'll show up and promise me the world and told me everything I wanted to hear. And Olga also backed him up and told me that he was real. And there were many occasions where I said, look, if there's something you're not telling me, just tell me. But no, she kept firm and so did he. And fast forward 6 years, I was at a gig and I broke down on stage, and my manager pulled me up on it, and I said the words that I'd kept hidden deep down in me for 6 years,
yeah.
And told my manager that I'd never met him. I'd only spoken to him. He's got a whole Facebook family. I'd spoken to his sister and whatnot. And once I told my manager, Jason, he kind of put it all together and
yeah.
said that it was Olga. And I was like, no, she's like a sister. That could never happen. No one could be that nasty and conniving. Something like that.
Did it go on for so long because you didn't want to believe it?
Look, there were times that, you know, me and Campbell were continuously breaking up because I was over it. You know, I'd been with this dude since I was 16, and, you know, going through that and living a life and having people come up to you and some really attractive men come up to you, and for 6 years I was faithful to a ghost.
Yeah, that would have been so tough.
Who was the person on the phone? Was it Olga putting on a dude's voice, or was she getting another guy to pretend to be Campbell?
No, it was Olga. She could manipulate this dude's voice. So it was kind of like an Aussie surfy, like, hey, girl, and yeah, all down here. And, you know, he was a surfy. So I was like, it was believable. And when it all fell over, I went to her cousin and my friends and just said, look, you may think I'm crazy, but this is what happened. And her cousin actually stepped up and said, she's been doing that for a very long time.
Oh, Casey, wow.
And it was, you know, it was heartbreaking because I lost everyone. I lost a boyfriend, a best friend, her family, and everything that I'd known. And I had to start again. And, yeah, it's been tough, but I've got out there and maybe abused the online dating a little bit. But, look, YOLO.
Jeez.
YOLO.
Fair way to look at it, Kate.
I love the way you think. I love
the way you think. That Olga just sounds like a mongrel for doing that. Just
yeah.
I'll say it. Like, I don't mean to offend you, but that's just unreal.
Oh, anyway, no.
She sounds like a peanut. Well, look, Casey, it's good to see you back on your feet doing big things, and we're very excited that you are coming down to the border May 23rd. Ladies and gentlemen, the girl will be here performing, and congrats again on the tour and everything you're doing, Casey. Thanks for your time, mate.
Thank you so much, guys. Cheers.
That's it from Star FM's Ben and Christy. But if you want more, tune in weekday mornings or listen to the next podcast at 1049starfm.com.au. Telstra Stores, 10th Street, Albury, and Wodonga Plaza, 1049 Star FM.